The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
17 minutes past 9 now. 51551 is the text number. You can email ryan at rte.ie. We are live from the planning. It is a glorious, sunny day here this September, which is bizarre. We came down in the rain and we are now, as I say, sweltering in the heat. Carl Henry, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's very good to see you. Do you think, Carl, the farming community, if we look at the like a cartoon stereotype of a farmer, healthy and fit isn't what springs to mind immediately. Is that a complete stereotype?
No, I think it's a fair stereotype. Fit is one thing. They may be a little bit overweight, have a little bit of a bigger waistline than they should have, but they're strong, they're active, they're fit, they're aerobically fit. But that normalised one or two stone across all of Ireland, but especially in the farming community, is normal, it's regular, but it's unhealthy. And we know they need to address their waistlines and get their waistlines down and eat a little bit healthier, along with all the activity that they do around the farm on a daily basis.
I get slagged at work quite a lot because I love a big dinner in the middle of the day, right? I love that big lunch with the meat, and then, which is... You must be the countryman in me or something like that, because that's what you'd associate with the farming world. And that is that a, do they have another meal that I'm not
it's very much the old way of eating, is that big dinner. It's very helpful for you, you've lots of time to digest the food before you go to bed. But the issue is there's almost two dinners per day now, where there's another huge meal later on in the day. So there needs to be one main large meal with your protein, with your veg, and then maybe one lighter meal later in the day. But it is very, very common, we see it all around the country, that I have both. They have two.
Not,
never good.
When you're because we know you from Operation Transformation, and people will recognise you when you're out and about. When you're doing your shopping, do people have an old snoop around your own basket or trolley?
Yeah.
And do they actually kind of crane their neck? You spot them.
Yeah.
So do you hide your Kimberly McAdoo's, or like, what do you do with the good stuff?
I actually had to move supermarket once. I'm not going to mention the...
Yeah, because
there was one lady at the checkout one Christmas, and I got there and the place was heaving. It was absolutely mental. And she spoke through my whole food shop and the trolley.
So what was she saying?
Every item. And it was a Christmas shop. So like, we were having Christmas dinner, we were cooking. So there's a few things that I wouldn't normally have in there. There'll be alcohol in there, and there was kind of treats and chocolate Kimberleys or whatever. And like, she was taught, is that good for you now? Is that healthy? And is that, you know, I actually had to, and anytime I get that one person, she would at the top of her voice talk through the food shop. So now I kind of go a little bit more scruffy and a little bit more with a hat on or whatever, and hide my, my food shop's healthy anyway. There might be the odd treat, and that's what we as a brand talk about. It's 80-20.
Yeah.
It's healthy most of the time with the odd treat, and that's real balance. A bit like yourself with your breakfast roll this morning. It'll be healthy from here on in, and you know, that's the odd treat, and that's perfectly allowed.
Well, look, you encouraged me recently to, you know, go for the porridge and always have a good meal in the morning, and I've done that. And then, because I'm here, you have to have a bacon butty, whatever it's called, a bacon roll. And if you were the first person I saw, and I felt guilty. But in fairness to you, you tend not to stress the guilt of eating well and minding yourself. It tends to be, you've got quite a laissez-faire.
Life is a bit too short, to be honest with you. Strict diets, stringent diets, guilt-ridden diets don't work. They're short-term quick fixes. The reality is you need to be able to have normal food and eat healthy, just eat healthy pretty much most of the time, and that's a real healthy diet, and you get the benefits of that because it's simple to do. You cook meals more, you eat fresh food more. That's normal. And then having the odd treat, whatever that treat may be, is perfectly fine. And you should be able to do that. And I suppose that's what real health for me is as a brand. That's how I live myself. That's how I eat myself. I'm not the obsessive type of trainer, obsessive type of brand.
Sure.
There's enough of them around. We don't do that because people in real life can't do that.
Yes.
And if you can't do it in real life, it's not going to last. So that's the important thing, is to find something that really works for you. And that's exercising more during the day, getting more movement, even ploughing. People are strolling in. There's lots of walking going on. People are standing. It's really, that's active.
Yes.
And it's good activity for you. And then in terms of food, it's just eating healthy most of the time.
How do you feel about the counting the steps on your phone app thing?
Step counting is brilliant.
Yes.
There is a little bit of a but.
What's
but it's
but?
Brilliant. So anything that gets measured gets done. So if you measure your sleep, if you measure your step count, if you measure your waistline or your weight, you're going to address it, which is brilliant. The issue with the steps is they need to be slightly more active for it really to be beneficial. So for example, we're talking nice and relaxed now. Our breathing rates are lovely and low. If we're walking, chatting like this, going for a stroll around, ploughing, there's very little actual change going on because the body isn't challenged enough to adapt.
Yes.
So you've got to walk that little bit faster.
Yeah.
And you're slightly out of breath, but can still hold a conversation. And that's where kind of the benefits from the exercise will really hit home in terms of change, in terms of heart rate, in terms of waistline benefits. So yeah. Count your steps, without a doubt, but make sure they're active or slightly intensive. A lot of the new trackers out there will have exercise steps that they'll know via your heart rate that you're moving that little bit harder, and they'll count the exercise quantity, and it'll tell you the difference between the two. And it's how kind of the technology is adapting really, really well, because it's telling us active steps are and how healthy they are, and it'll track those for you as well. So it's great. It's good.
What about fad diets, Carl? I mean, Victoria Beckham was saying.
Oh, I saw this.
Was it avocado only?
Yeah.
There's another thing I saw, one meal a day. Yeah. All these kind of things. They just feel punishing.
Yeah, they are.
And kind of awful.
Yeah, miserable.
So you don't go for that. You wouldn't encourage people to do that.
No, people come to us all the time looking for results. They want to get healthier. We will only work with clients who want to get healthier for life. We're not into short-term quick fixes. There's enough of those around. And the reality is, all of them come back to the one thing, which will be calorie deficit in some way, shape, or form. Whether it's 5-2, whether it's one meal a day, whether it's keto or Atkins or paleo, it's all calorie restriction. You're eating less calories and moving more, so there's a difference in calories and you lose weight.
Yes.
They're packaged differently. But the reality is that's where the numbers are coming from.
Yes.
So my advice there is, if you're particularly this time of year, September's like the new January. After the summer, people are getting back on track. If it seems too easy, if it's sold too hard, if it's any form of nutrient restriction, go somewhere else. Spend your money elsewhere.
Yeah.
Come chat to us. If you're a ploughman, come chat to us at the Healthy Ireland tent. We're chatting health all day long there. We'll tell you how to do it properly.
Yes.
All those things are quick fixes. You work too hard for your money. We, as a nation, we work really hard for our money, so let's spend it wisely.
Yeah.
Don't go for the 30-day super fat body blast, because it doesn't work in the long term.
Good.
It will while you're there, but it won't in the long term. If you want some really simple tips, start with a food diary. Track what you're eating. That'll tell you a huge amount. Cook foods that little bit more. Do one big food shop. And, eat foods that have lovely short shelf lives. Fresh foods that are in season. And just cook your meals that little bit more. It's not rocket science.
Yes.
People want the quick fix solution. It doesn't exist. I've yet to find it. And when I find it, I'll stick my name on it.
And that's the end of it. You can retire then. Please ask Carl for some of the best exercises for reducing the waistline.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, first of all, your waistline for me is around your belly button. That's the first thing. People get confused with regards to where it is, so let's simplify it. Everyone has a belly button. You take a tape measure, you bring it around your waist, you place it at your belly button, and you breathe normally. Everyone breathed in when I measured their waistline.
They suck it in. They do.
So first of all, measure it. And then in terms of getting it down, it pulls back to the same principles of health, which is you need to eat better. Food is 60% of your results, at least, if not a little bit more. And then in terms of movement, it's cardiovascular exercise. So anything that gets your heart rate going. And then resistance exercise, which can be in a gym. It can be at home. It can be a squat. It can be standing up and down on the couch. It can be gardening, mowing the lawn, farming. That's all resistance. Anything carrying or lifting a weight is resistance workouts, which is something we really need as we get older, because you've got less muscle and more fat mass, so the resistance is really important. But to get your waistline down, starts with food, add in your intensive cardiovascular, and then add in some resistance work on top of that. Start by tracking your food, because it will reveal more about your eating habits than anything else will, any book at all. Just write it down over the course of a week, and you'll see exactly what you're eating, and you'll be in for a little bit of a surprise, I guarantee. Because people forget. You forget half the things, and obviously then you have to look at liquid calories as well.
Well, in this country, liquid calories are something to be
prevalent.
Yeah, and to be aware of. Quick question about Operation Transformation.
Yes.
That lovely woman, that absolutely lovely woman whose name escapes me now, who had the baby.
Jean. She did indeed.
We all fell in love with Jean.
Oh.
And her story, I mean, I'm not a crier, but she got me.
I'm a total crier.
I
bawl every year. Every season I bawl for 8 weeks.
I can believe it. So she had a lovely story.
She did.
She had a sour, sad story that became lovely.
She had an incredibly sad story. So she had a lot of pregnancy difficulties and issues related to that. And then one of her reasons for coming on Operation Transformation was to get healthier. And in the process of getting healthier, we found out, I think, 5 or 6 weeks into the show that she was, in fact, pregnant.
Yes.
She has a wonderful, healthy baby. I'm not sure I can reveal whether it was a boy or a girl. I don't know if it's out
the
public knowledge.
In the papers,
I think it probably has.
Yeah.
So she had a lovely, healthy baby boy. All is really, really well. She's in great form. I was chatting to her about a week ago, and
she's
all
happy.
This, oh
and
my
baby's
god!
Well,
oh yeah,
that's good.
It's and like it was just the best. Like seriously, in 12, 13 years, it's one of the best stories that we could ever have. And to have some involvement in it, I'm not saying we were responsible, but to have some involvement in it is fantastic.
It's a great story.
You know, and it's, and the whole country fell in love with her. And like, we, it was an amazing, we'd never lost a leader before during a show.
Yes.
But what a fantastic reason to for that to happen.
It's a great story.
But she's rocking. She's doing amazing.
Send her our love, if you wouldn't mind.
We certainly will.
Carl, thanks for coming in to see us today. You're at the Healthy Ireland tent.
Yes, I'm there for today. I'm there for Thursday. I'm there all day. I'm emceeing it. I'm fronting the tent. We've got 17 different Healthy Ireland partners. And for the first year ever, we have one dedicated health space at Ploughing. It's the biggest one that we've ever had as well. So health is important to everybody. So come visit. Come say hello.
And your podcast is also...
Yeah, we've the biggest health podcast in Ireland. We're heading towards 2 million listens now by December, I think. And that is the Real Health Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to your podcasts.
When I'm a grown-up, I'll join you on that someday if you'll have me.
We'd love to have you.
But I'm not there yet. Carl Henry, thank you very much indeed for coming to see us today. And onwards and upwards.
Thanks, Ryan. Thank you.
Going to jog now at a brisk pace down to his stand with Healthy Ireland. Thanks for that. 51551 is the text number. I got a great email in yesterday from a man telling me how to polish shoes properly. I was talking about shoe polish. I went to the local cobblers and I said, just get some little packs up with shoe polish and little rags and brushes and things like that. I'd buy 5 of them for Christmas for people because it works, and apparently they do nice ones, and you can get them in Dunn's or PT's or wherever, depending on what your budget is. But they are, it's just a good Christmas present. That, and I'll come up with some others for you before we get to November or thereabouts. On the way to the Ploughing, sorry we'll miss you, Una and Patsy. I'm sorry about that, but we're here. We'll be here after 10, so if you get here in time, come and say hello. Speaking of the traffic at the Ploughing, please say hello to Dominic Conlon, who organises the buses for Bus Éireann. He's a treasure, from Pauline in a beautiful sunny Galway. It looks like we're getting another bit of sun all around the country, which is good news all around. 51551 is the text number. We're live from the Ploughing here in Carlow. It is a beautiful morning. We met Sinead Flanagan, the Limerick Rose of Tralee, out and about with Anna Mae McHugh, and Mary O'Donovan. We said we'd say hello to her because I met Mary's daughter and husband. She was at home in Kilkenny milking cows this morning, and she sent the others out and said, don't mind me, I'll stay home, milk the cows. Good on her. The time, 9:29. Much more coming up for you between now and 10 after this break.